It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of gentlemen, and we're going to talk about the Eastern Utah Expo. This is coming up August 25th through the 27th, going to be out at the Carbon County Event Center, and it's really two big expos in one, and we're going to talk about kind of both of them individually. One of them is going to be a tattoo expo, and they've got all kinds of cool things coming in, artists coming in from all over the place. They're going to have a competition, those types of things. And then the other one, we're going to have like a little outdoor expo as well. So we're going to talk about both of these events that are rolled into one at the Eastern Utah Expo. And with me, I have Jeff Holdway and Jeff Passarella. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having us, Dave.
So we're going to start with the Tattoo Expo, and Jeff, that seems to be your area of expertise. So let's talk about this. Really, as we were talking before we came on about the fact that you debated whether this should just be a Tattoo Expo, but you just didn't know if you'd have enough people, and now you're thinking it should have just been a Tattoo Expo, huh?
Well, you know, putting on any first annual event is, you know, questionable best in the beginning. Developing the tattoo side, the convention, I've been to numerous conventions all over the country, and they're just a good time. They're a great time, good opportunity for people to come in, meet artists, check out some artwork, get tattooed there at the show, and trust that it's going to be done by professionals, people that are licensed, vetted, you know, and more than enough experience. And we wanted to introduce, you know, the tattoo community and the tattoo industry to our local community, you know.
And so in doing this, are you pulling, like I said, are you pulling from all over the state? Are you pulling from, like, the region, the country? Where are you getting folks from?
Yeah, I mean, there's artists that have kind of shown up to support from all over the country. We've got artists as far as Philly. We have artists come from, you know, surrounding states, Wyoming, Colorado, you know, Utah. And we have a special guest speaker who's a part of the Alliance of Professional Tattooists. His name is Benjamin Shaw. He's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, heavily involved in the industry, just nothing but a positive influence in the industry. And, you know, he's offered to show up and put some seminars on and teach the attending artists, you know, and create awareness of what's going on in the industry, what's to come, and how to kind of navigate it.
Well, you know, the one thing that I've noticed about people that have tattoos, people that are tattoo artists, all those things, it's almost like a family unit, because they kind of get together, and it's you know, and there's like that camaraderie and that family feeling,
right?
There and is that kind of what you were relying on to get people to come here?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, the tattoo community it's a very close niche community. You know, we all, you know, band together and support each other, and I wanted to share that. You know, I wanted to expose that reality and kind of break some of the stigmas associated with, you know, tattoos and tattoo artists, and allow people in the community to come and meet us and have a good time.
So let's talk about the Tattoo Expo section of this. You are going to have a competition and those types of things as well. There will be judging and everything?
Yeah. So artists are allowed to enter any of the art pieces that they produce at the show into any of the outline categories that we're going to be judging at the show. And, you know, the judges will determine which one, you know, is a winner, and winners will be announced, trophies will be issued. And that's a pretty standard thing for most conventions.
And I guess the question that that comes to my mind right now is this a place that, you know, if someone was interested, and I would imagine if it, you know, the detail and the intricacy of it, could somebody go out there, just a normal general public person, and go get a tattoo if they wanted to?
Absolutely.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. All the artists are going to be working with the public that come in. Basically, for those that are interested in getting tattooed, you know, come on out. You're welcome to, you know, look through portfolios, artwork, ask questions, get to know the artists. And if it turns out that that's your person, then Perfect. Sit down and get some artwork done.
Then roll with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, once again, we're getting started on the 25th. We'll roll through the 27th. Are we starting at the same time every day?
Yeah, start times will be 11 a.m.
Okay.
And they'll be running till 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll probably close a little bit.
Be kind of a short day.
Yeah, a little earlier. You know, allow people to kind of hit the road and start traveling back home if need be.
Okay. So I guess the question also is, we have a lot of artists in our area as well. Are they welcome to kind of be involved in this and submit their work and those kind of things? Or what's the process if they want to be a part of it?
Yeah. So, I mean, the application process, you know, any artists that are interested in attending, they can contact us on our website, you know, on our social links, contact us directly. And basically, we go through the process with them to make sure, you know, that they are, in fact, licensed and professional artists so that, you know, we can aim to continue to protect the community, you know, and ensure that those that are going to be getting tattooed can trust that, you know, the artists are fully qualified to do so.
Very good. Very good. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that before we jump over and talk to Mr. Passarella?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give a big shout out to Fifth Avenue Tattoo Supply. Basically, without vendors, supply companies that show up to the tattoo conventions, we're unable to put on a show. So we want to make sure that, you know, people support and acknowledge the fact that, you know, Fifth Avenue is a key role player in this, as well as the tattoo community. Every one of the artists that are showing up, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. So we're super excited to see the support and the number of people that have stepped up to come and help us.
Perfect. All right, now we're going to hop over and we're going to talk to Jeff Passarella. Now, this is kind of a combo show. As yes. I said, you guys, when you first started this, you thought the tattoo part wasn't going to be enough. And
right,
it turns out
right.
that it is.
Yes, it's growing.
But you've got other elements that you're going to have out there at the expo. So let's talk about all of those things as well. What else are we going to see out there?
Yeah, so we added a business spotlight. We're going around and asking the local businesses to come out, and we got putting booths out there. So they can come out and set up, and we can show the community, you know, the different unique offerings we have. Our town's kind of shrunk a little bit, but there's still a lot of different shops out here and different places to buy stuff. We really want to hit hard on, you know, the stay local, buy local, support our community. So we thought, hey, with a tattoo convention going on at the same time, why don't we get our business involved, have them come up and set up, and then they can show the rest of the public what we also have going on, you know, down here in the Castle Valley, and see the different options we have for that also.
So it's a great opportunity if you own a local business to get some views and have people come and see what you're doing and
yes.
those kind of things. So
yes.
if there's a business out there that wants to be a part of this, what do they need to do?
They can go to our website, just easternutah.com. On our Facebook, we have a link right to our website. All of our information's on that. It's got our phone numbers listed on there. They could text me or Jeff at any time, make phone calls, just jump on the website, and then we can email a link to them, and it gives all the information they need to fill out right there to be part of that.
All right. So the other thing is as you guys were talking about Fifth Avenue, things just don't happen. You've got to have people that are willing to sponsor and those kinds of things.
Right.
And if there's a business out there that hears this and they're thinking, you know what, this might be something that I would like to do. Maybe they can't make it out, but they want to help out and take a sponsorship on or anything like that. What do they need to do as far as that goes?
Yeah, same thing. Same way to contact us. We're also doing sponsorship offerings, $250 sponsorship and then a $500 sponsorship. But it doesn't have to be cash. If they donate prizes to us, we're going to have an auction and raffle those prizes off. And then a kind of a cool part about the auction, we have a cornhole tournament going on Saturday too, but with the proceeds for the cornhole tournament and the auction, we're donating some of those proceeds back to Four Corners Mental Health. They're going to come up there and set up some booths, you know, for suicide prevention, mental health awareness, drug and alcohol. They're going to be out there supporting the industry and our community with everything going on. And we want to give back to the community. That's kind of our way of putting this show on, getting the businesses involved, getting the tattoo community involved. And even on our outdoor expo a little bit, you know, a bit different business come up. We've got camp trailers being set up, side-by-sides. We've got food vendors, all this coming out there for the community. We want to give back to the community also. And so we teamed up with Four Corners to help them out in that way.
All right. So once again, this is going on August 25th, 26th, and 27th out at the Carbon County Event Center. It's the Eastern Utah Expo. Before we get out of here, go ahead and give them that web address one more time if people need more information.
So it's easternutah.com. You can check us out on Facebook, just Eastern Utah, and also our Instagram, at Eastern Utah, and you can see all of our bios. And also, for people looking into the tattoo, we list all the guys that are coming, the girls that are coming to our tattoo industry. You can look at their links, make direct contact with them through Messenger, their social media links, and even have appointments set up before they even get out here.
Awesome. So if this is something, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be out there as a station Friday and Saturday having fun with you guys. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of great information and just kind of highlighting and spotlighting not only the tattoo community, but Carbon and Emery County. So yes. That's really great. Jeff Holdaway and Jeff Passarella, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.